Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I described how a federal law allows multi-employer pension plans to cut benefit payments to retirees. The Central States Pension Fund, which covers more than a quarter million currently working and retired Teamster Union members in Michigan and elsewhere, became the first to file to cut retiree benefits under this relatively new law. To avoid completely running out of assets, the Central States Pension Fund proposed to cut retiree benefits an average of more than 22%. Late on Friday, May 6, the Treasury Department rejected the application but took no other action to resolve the bankruptcy of this pension plan that was expected within 10 years. The rejection of the reduced pension plan benefits is easy to understand. The Teamster retirees who stood to see cuts are strong supporters of the U.S. President's political party, and this is a presidential election year. Still, the rejection does not cure the looming bankruptcies of several multi-employer pension plans, which may also soon be forced to apply to cut benefits. What ultimately is settled with the Central States and other underfunded multi-employer pension plans will directly impact benefits paid to current and future Lansing City Government retired employees. The Lansing City Government, as of 2 years ago, had unfunded liabilities of at least $650 million for retired employee pensions and health care benefits. Neither the city government nor the taxpayers in Lansing can afford it. In total, local and state governments in America have combined unfunded liabilities for retired government employee pensions and health care benefits well into trillions of dollars. Michigan Public School employee pension plans, for instance, are underfunded by more than $25 billion. Now that there is a law to allow multi-employer pension plans to cut payments, it would be easy to extend it to reduce future benefits paid to state and local government retired employees. As new Government Accounting Standards Board practices require state and local governments to more fully disclose the extent of these unfunded liabilities beginning this summer, I expect the reduction of these benefits to be one of the options implemented. That's it for today. Tune in again next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.